Hey guys, how's your days going? It's raining so hard outside today. But it feels somewhat nice to hear in the sound of rain. So calming. So I'd like to play Odai Gacha in English again. I suddenly, out of nowhere, I felt like doing this. You know what? Nowadays, this app, Radio Talk, is heavily rely on live stream function, right? So I used to upload my recording, like shuroku. But I don't do any more that much. So, but it's funny, like it's feel easier to upload recording because no one is gonna really focus on or attention to recording, because you can listen to the recording anytime. So you can put it off and ended up forgetting about it. And that's also fine for me. So it's like feel like a more like relaxed vibe. It that fact gives me more relaxed and feel easier to try. So anyway, my English is limited, as you know, so bear with my mistakes, like especially on verb tense. Verb tense are so much more, but who cares? I'm practicing. Okay, let's start. How can I say? Random question. I'm gonna pick one question from Odai Gacha. How can I say this? What would you want to do if you were how can I say this? The person who trick people into sleeping. I don't know how to say it. It's Saimin Jutsushi in English. In Japanese. I don't really like this question, to be honest. I don't know why. So I wouldn't be that person. even if I can. But let's skip this question. Okay. How would you explain the word blue only in like in your words, like verbally? If is it making sense to you? What would you explain the word blue with words? Well, I would explain the word blue. If when you look at the sky, you can see a similar color. This is a color that you can find in nature. Or the color feels a little cold. Or that color might make you feel calm or relaxed. Depend on who you are, but it's a chill or cold. That color reminds me the word like a calm, cold, cool, and I don't know. smart, refresh, clean, so many more. So there's so many, like a wide range of blue colors. So just saying blue is not enough for me. It's too vague. But I love this question. Let's move on to next one. What is the strongest creature in the world? What is the strongest creature? It's a tough question. It depend on how you define creature. Maybe some insect, or maybe more tiny, minuscule creature. So when you think about human being, it gets super complicated while I'm thinking about this question. Yeah, I'm gonna skip this. So because I don't drawn to the concept of strong. No, is that what does that mean by strong? Is that the living longer living as long as you can, or have a like physical power or something? Yeah, I can define this, but I'm not really interested in this question, so let's move on to the next. Okay. Who do you want to meet at this moment? This moment. Who do you want to meet? Who would you like to meet at the moment? Ooh, come on. I don't know. Like, if I was so... I'm just slacking off on my bed, so I can't... I don't want to meet anyone at the moment. That's funny. If I had to answer this question, it would be someone I don't know, really. Someone I don't know, like a stranger. Or, it can be really deep, because I like interacting with people. I like having conversation with people, but it's not like I really want to meet people in person, because I can. So thanks for the technology, we can have a conversation almost anytime, right? No matter where you live. And English makes it easier even more, right? It could be my sister again. But because I don't have to like have to be really polite or something, I can be myself, totally be myself. But it doesn't have to be. I don't really need right now, but it was an interesting question. Okay, let's move on to the next. Oh, again. Skip. If you were a some kind of animal, what would you want to be? And how would you want to spend your life as that animal? Does that make sense? I'm not really familiar with animals in general, so if you easily think of some cute type of animal like rabbit, cat, penguins, like puppy, dolphins, giraffe, but in real life it would be really, really hard to survive, right? But domestic cat would be one of the option. Domestic, so because I have no idea how hard it's gonna be to survive in the wild. wildlife as an animal, I have no idea, so it can be scary most of the time. So it's 10 minutes left, so thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, but yeah, see ya.